John, this is Aaron Arnold. Have you looked into the 9/11 Shadow Commission?
Yes, I've tried. So what this is a reference to is an email in the Epstein files from a guy, I think his name was Ed Epstein. He's no relation to Jeffrey Epstein. He sent an email to Ghislaine Maxwell and asked Ghislaine Maxwell if she wanted to be a member of the Shadow 9/11 Commission. He said, very secret, nobody knows about it. Do you want to be a member? And she just wrote back and said, no, not interested in being a member. To me, that's explosive information. Like, what was this thing? So I went back to look. There's nothing else in the Epstein files, nothing to explain what in the world this was. If it was just a bunch of rich losers getting together in somebody's living room, or if this was, a quasi-governmental, governmental, or, governmentally approved shadow body, there's nothing on the internet. Nothing. I have no idea what it was.
Quick, $5 from Ray. Thanks a lot. John, how happy are you that I Patch McCain lost his primary?
Oh my God. I called a friend of mine. As soon as I saw the early returns showing that he was losing by like 12 percentage points, I called a friend of mine who, well, I'll back up. I had briefly dated this woman. We are still friends. And we were watching a movie one night, and her phone pinged. It was like midnight. And it was the text was from Crenshaw. And he says, what are you wearing? Yeah. So I text him back and I said, hey, Crenshaw, this is her boyfriend.
You should have been like, I'm wearing
Never
sweats
mind
and a
what she's
t-shirt.
wearing. What's your wife wearing, asshole?
Jesus.
And then he texts back, sorry.
Oops.
Yeah. Ask your fucking wife what she's wearing, excuse my language, at
Asshole.
midnight. And his wife is gorgeous, and she stuck with him through the whole eyeball thing, and they've got a little baby at home, and shame on him.
John, can I ask you, by the way, all I have to ask you about the monarchy aspect. So we're supposedly coming to Iran as liberators, right? So we're going to, we're here to help you overthrow the, as President Trump said, this is a once in a generation opportunity for you to overthrow the yoke of the evil Ayatollah regime and for you to take over and establish democracy. All right, so if we're doing that, why are so many people on the right pushing for the restoration of the Pahlavian monarchy under Reza Pahlavi? Two-part question. Why? How do you square saying that you're a democratic country bringing freedom with monarchy? That, by the way, is not something that, according to the polls, Iranian people want. How do you square that? And
Yeah.
also, and also, I got to ask you about the video of Reza Pahlavi talking to Hitler.
I'm well on record as saying that Reza Pahlavi is a clown who, were he to return to Iran, would not survive the walk from the plane to the terminal. That's how little he's respected in Iran. But he told Patrick Bet-David on the PBD podcast. He doesn't want to go back to Iran. He's been in the United States since 1979. His kids were born in the United
He's an
States.
American, basically.
He's a poor little rich kid. He doesn't want to go back and actually work.
So, but what is
So,
with
another
the
thing to
U.S.
point out,
trying to stand up a strong man in the name of democracy?
a strong man that the Iranian people overthrew, a family that they did not want leading them. And the thing too about the Pahlavi family, it was only in power in Iran for, 50 years,
Yeah.
right? That
If not even, no,
50,
not even,
53
right?
years.
Yeah,
Yeah.
fifth, yeah, that's right.
That was it. There's no like history, long history of this family, this dynasty sitting on the so-called peacock throne. They were usurpers.
Well, it feels like, by the way, though, I just it feels like if Donald Trump were president instead of FDR in 1944, we'd have his allies calling for the restoration of Louis the 16th's great 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 grandson.
Exactly.
Did you see the video of Pahlavi talking to the Germans and so these German pranksters? And he really thinks he's talking to an actual German. And the guy is literally dressed like Hitler. He has the Hitler mustache. He has the hair. And he's like, we're coming to bomb Iran. We can't wait to bomb Iran. It's going to be great. Pahlavi's like, And then I took careful note of Pahlavi said, you know, we need as many people as possible to join this crusade. Kind of a loaded word in the Muslim world, no?
Very much so. And, you know, there's actually a little bit of historical basis to this joke. And that is that Reza Pahlavi's grandfather, Shah Reza Pahlavi, the father of Muhammad Reza Pahlavi, during World War II, didn't necessarily ally himself with the Nazis, but he enacted a policy that he called the third power policy. And the third power policy was, it was like neutrality plus, where he's like, I'm not getting involved in this fight between the Axis and the Allies, but I do want to invite German engineers to come to Iran and help us, you know, create an electrical grid, have water treatment facilities, we'll have a rocket program, you know, all the stuff the Nazis were doing. He wanted a piece of that action. So in the end, I mean, for all practical purposes, he ended up allying himself with the Nazis.
I mean, that's kind of like the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem, who also kind of like the enemy of my enemy is my friend, Latang kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Very much so.
Which, of course, Zionists all can't never stop talking about. I don't blame them, you know. But still, Soden, thanks for the $49.99 very generous donation. Hey guys, good morning. This war is sickening. And seeing the former crown prince prancing around TV talking like he's going to lead the transition, I even got sicker when I saw James Mitchell on another podcast talking about Abu Zubaydah. That's right. Why hasn't he been charged?
Yeah, you know, I saw that. I saw that interview. It made me, I wanted to drive to Tampa and strangle him myself.
Don't do that.
You know, this is the thing about Mitchell and Jessen, James Mitchell and Bruce Jessen, the two contract psychologists who created the CIA's torture
program. And who were thrown out of the APA, right? The American Psychological.
And were thrown out of the APA. And I'm proud to say I had something to do with that. Thank you.
Good.
I was contracted by the APA to help them write a new set of principles, which we call the Brookline principles, that govern APA member psychologists in national security interrogations. And what we ended up saying is that no APA member should be taking part in a national security interrogation. They're mutually incompatible. But anyway, Mitchell and Jessen, these guys. Listen, this was the defining event of their lives, coming up with the torture program. This is what's going to be in their obituaries when they die.
That's true.
And so they have to be out there repeating the lie over and over and over again so that they can trick as many people as possible into thinking that torture worked and it was ethical.
So these were the assholes who basically retro-engineered the SEAL program.
Yeah,
The SEER program.
SEER program, that's right.
Want to support the show with style? Go to deprogram.live and check out our merch. That's deprogram.live or check out the description below. Thanks for watching.